is our, what is the society in which you and I are living in right now? This is it. Look at verse 37 back in Matthew 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Do you remember us studying a couple of weeks ago in Sunday school about the days of Noah, what they were like? And God described those days and how awful man had become in such a short period of time. Verse 39 says, verse 38 says that they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not, they did not realize until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, they were eating and they were drinking. Let's go back to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. They were marrying and they were giving in marriage and they knew not. Now, literally, they knew not, but this is a translation of that. They did not understand. That's the same thing. Not knowing and not understanding. Not being able to comprehend what is going on. They were not able to comprehend what was going on until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the rain began to fall and God closed the door and the flood came and destroyed them all. 1 Peter 3. And verse 20. Am I in the right place? Which sometimes were disobedient. Let me back up. Start with verse 18. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And then he talks about the figure of baptism is the image of that. It doesn't mean that baptism saves you. It means that it is the image. It represents that which saves us. And Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what saves us. Not the baptism itself. If that were true, everyone who is baptized would be saved. And you and I know that there are folks who have gone through the motions of baptism and they live like a bunch of dogs. They are not saved. They do not know Christ in the free pardon of sin. Baptizing does not save people. If it would, we should take a gun and make people be baptized. It won't save them. In 2 Peter 2 and verse 5, he called Noah a preacher of righteousness. But they would not listen to his preaching. In verse 40 through verse 42, back in Matthew 24, the rapture of the church is going to be a time of great separation.